Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Thursday, August 26, 2021. Today he is talking about being ourselves instead of letting our egos direct our lives. As humans inform, you do need your egos. As you all, humans all over the world, move powerfully forward in your awakening process, open yourselves to the awareness that we in the spiritual or non-physical realms are most enthusiastically supporting you and cheering you on. You have made enormous progress during the last few decades, just as you all intended when you chose to incarnate and be present now in human form on planet Earth to participate in this momentous event, humanity's awakening from the dream or illusion of unreality. It is approaching the moment of fruition far more rapidly than you can imagine, because as the chaos and confusion that has arisen and is continuing to arise in many places has encouraged you to listen to your egos and doubt and disbelieve in God's divine plan for you, you find it difficult not to focus your attention on reports from the MSM instead of on your trust in Mother, Father, God. Yes, enormous amounts of stuff continue to arise into your conscious awareness to be acknowledged, thanked, and released. This is demanding the fullness of your faith in God's love for you and in the individual strengths that you each possess, so that you are not distracted by events that appear to indicate that conflicts and disasters, both locally and planet-wide, are increasing and intensifying and threatening humanity with extinction. Truly all is well. You are not alone. You are fully supported in every moment, so relax into your holy inner sanctuaries whenever you have a free moment during the day, and invite and allow your support teams in the non-physical realms to most lovingly uplift and inspire you as you connect with your intuition, which is, in every moment, showing you the path to your awakening. The way forward is to be yourselves. Many of you are still uncomfortable doing just that. You often still feel a need to present yourselves in a less than fully open manner that you believe protects you from the negative judgments of others. But that is just your egos acting out of fear. So remind yourselves to set the intent to be yourselves and to be loving in every interaction with others. Follow through on it, and you will then find that others will also respond to you in a loving manner. Simply doing this is following your path, and will, as you become accustomed to doing so, bring you a sense of relaxation and peace. Peace, of course, is your nature. It is an aspect of love, but your egos live in fear and cannot be peaceful because they see threats to their well-being everywhere they look, and so maintain an intense sense of awareness of their environment, the one they create in your minds with thoughts, so that they will be ready to deal with any threatening situation that may arise. As humans inform, you do need your egos, because being born totally helpless and depending on your parents or caregivers, you need them to help you adjust to life in form and in learning to use your bodies to interact safely and effectively with others and with your physical environment. However, as you well know, you are not your egos, you are not your bodies. They are both just artifacts or tools to assist you as you engage with physicality and the sense of separation it provides. When you live from your hearts, they both serve you very well, but when you live from your rational minds, it seems that they control and direct you. You have all experienced events or meetings in which your emotions flowed through you very powerfully, maybe flaring up very suddenly, effectively taking control of you and leading you to say or do something that you later very much regretted. Therefore, it is very important to be consciously aware that emotions will flow through you, possibly flooding your conscious awareness, and to not then react instantly by projecting them out onto others. Yes, experience them, but do not express them until you have assessed whether that is what love, your true nature, would choose to do. This is why it is so important to be mindful. When you are mindful, you can recognize the emotions arising for what they are, moods, like the weather, which can be very violent, that will pass, and choose in the moment, with guidance from your hearts, whether or not it is appropriate to express them. Your egos always want to express them in the moment, but you know from personal experience that to do so is often unwise. On the other hand, do not attempt to suppress or control your egos or your emotions. To do so is to block part of the life force flowing through you in every moment, thus building up pressure that will have to be released, possibly at a later but inappropriate moment. Just be mindful of them and be aware that they do not control you unless you permit them to. You have all experienced small children explode in anger when they are forbidden or prevented from doing or having something that they believe they need right now. You have learnt that gently preventing them is far more effective than responding with forceful anger. Do the same with your emotions and egos, because you will find that that works, whereas forcing them into submission causes you stress and pressure that you will have to deal with later, and which may well cause you pain. So the message here is that yes, you all have egos, but they are not you, and that engaging with them in judgment or condemnation results in them reacting like willful three-year-olds. You cannot reason with them. Recognize them, but do not take them too seriously. When you do that, you will often end up smiling to yourselves as you realize what has just occurred. Your egos tried to direct or control you by getting you to react to thoughts about a situation that had arisen, and you did not get drawn into a game you could never win, because there are no winners. Be aware, be mindful as your egos seek your attention, and then respond with your heart's intelligence to bring love to the issue. Love is what you are, love is your nature, so allow it to express itself through you in every moment of your daily lives, and enjoy the resulting peace that you experience. With so very much love, Saul.